Hello and welcome back to another edition of WZIP's Late Night Local Talent. My name is Nicole and I'm here with Vincent and Anthony from Recess, an epic and theatrical alternative pop band from Cleveland, Ohio that formed in 2008. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
So my first question for you guys is, how would you describe your music to any new listeners?
I would describe it as like, you know how when you're playing a video game or like see a movie and you see a soundtrack, and that's a lot of our music. That's what it, about half of it. And then the other one is like modern pop, and it's a mix of everything in there. So like, that's where we get the epic pop theatrical type description for our music.
How did you feel about winning Best Alternative Band of 2023 and 2024?
It was actually super unexpected. So, We got nominated out of nowhere. We saw the email and we came, and we're just astonished when they called our name. We were super happy, and it was great to actually, you know, be recognized for the music we make, especially since 08. But it was super cool.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What would you say is the story behind the band name Recess?
We obviously started out when we were really little, but it just kind of fit. It's really easy to remember, and it could really be for anything.
Yeah, that's the thing too, is like our band kind of has like two or three different, existing since 2008, there's different like eras of the band, and it really went from something that we enjoyed as kids to now like something signifying like just a break from reality. So like a hiatus from the bad is what Recess kind of stands for now.
It's really cool. Now I'm gonna bring back the movie type of thing that you mentioned before, because when researching, I found that not only on Instagram but everywhere that you guys have a saying that says, "We make music that makes you feel like you're in the movies." So I was wondering, is there a particular movie or scene of a movie you envision your music being in the soundtrack?
There's actually a handful of them. So our music, like song to song, is very different. And it's like different emotive states, but they all tend to have that like big, almost cinematic type vibe. So like, for example, our most popular song, Home Away From Home, has a lot of influences from like Hans Zimmer and Elton John, from The Lion King type stuff. Mm-hmm. And even some like Discovery Channel type vibes, like the show starts. And then certain songs like The Hill and What's the Gain are more like Braveheart, and I don't know if you've ever played the game Blade. Those are the types of vibes that come with those songs, and they just a wide range of just movies and like emotive states that fit that like description.
I haven't played the game, but I have seen Braveheart, and now that's all I'm probably going to think about for now.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted to know some of the meaning behind certain things. For instance, some of your cover art is very pretty, so I wanted to know some of the meanings behind it. We can start with your newest one, Rust.
Yeah, so Rust is a song about a girl who moves to a big city and is just overall like manipulated by an industry that is detrimental to her. And that cover art is the girl with a snake around her leg, like unbeknownst to her, in the heart of New York. So it kind of signifies like the city, like full of dreams and aspirations and stuff like that, and how it can be like turned upside down. So like if you saw our last tour, was called Built on Broken Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like that idea of like, you start off with an idealization of how it's going to be, and then you start to learn and see what it's actually like, and you can adapt to it, or some unfortunately succumb to it before they have the ability to adapt. And then like some other ones too. So that's Rust, but like the Valley and the Fog, our last EP, that signifies like the elephant, signifies like the innocence of like Home Away From Home, that happy vibe. And then the fire and the smoke and stuff happening around it signifies like the, anticipation of danger, like from The Hill and songs like that. And then each piece, like if you zoom into the picture and look around, it shows different symbols and significations of each song on the EP. So that's a really cool cover art too.
Wow, I didn't notice that until now. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like on the tusks, there's a lot of symbols from each song, and like our logo on his forehead signifies home away from home. And there's just all just a bunch of little Easter eggs, usually throughout all of our art.
Now, the last thing I wanted to know the meaning about is the face painting that I see a lot of times Vincent wearing.
Yes.
Yeah, that really came from, like, when I was in high school, I started on the football team. Mm-hmm. I broke my wrist and made my way up through it. I missed the whole season. That's besides the point. But it just kind of like, hey, it's cool. It'd be cool to, like, signify, like, use that. And then where it comes down, it makes, like, the tusks of a elephant. So, like, cool, we got the face paint from, like, sports. And then, like, the element of our music is shown in how it comes down on my face and the tusks. And even though it washes away literally, like, I would say third song in, because we go ham on stage, it's really nice to, like, do it. And then Anthony here really helps me put it on, but sometimes I'll have to do it by myself in the mirror, and I'm learning slowly but surely. But yeah, we like to change it around. We might be changing the colors here soon.
Well, you get an A in my English class for symbols, that's for sure.
Thank you, we try very hard.
No, it's very cool. I really enjoy it, the more I'm learning about it.
Yeah, it's the fun part is being able to do, like, artistic, creative things with what we're doing. It keeps it organic and lively to us in the state of digitization, I guess. And
it creates a deep lore.
Yeah, we get our own lore that we get to make up ourselves.
Yeah.
So you just mentioned about putting the makeup on before performing. What would you say is your favorite thing about performing live?
I would say it's just seeing everybody. Getting into our music is the main thing that really, really helps with us live. And we've been doing it for such a long time to where I've really just enjoyed, like, the intimate aspect of being in front of people. And I do our lighting. So just having those lights go on with our music, and it just creates a whole atmosphere that you can't really explain unless you do it.
Well, the coolest part, too, is with how much we've grown recently, you kind of see, like, our mainstay type songs that people first got into us with are the ones that people, like, really know and get into. And then you kind of get to see, like, the new songs that, because we play a lot of songs that are unreleased live so we can, like, test the energy out for the recording. Mm-hmm. You kind of get to see those same people start to remember the new songs and memorize and love the new songs, which is really cool.
That is very cool. Like, I grew up as a dancer, so I understand, like, all, like, the lighting and stuff, because at dress rehearsal, that's all we did.
Oh, yeah. It makes, like, a whole different, like, you just see a hit and you see a light go off. It makes it really cool.
Mm-hmm. I'm zooming and flying around so much that I can't even see anything but a blur.
So you've been doing this for almost, I would say, like, 20 years now, almost?
I think it's 16 this year.
16, so almost 20. Right? I wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
Yes.
What advice would you give yourself when you just started in 2008?
If I were to talk to myself back then, I'd probably tell myself to start writing earlier and get rid of any reliance on anybody else to assist. So start learning how to do almost everything yourself, because most of the time in the music industry, especially now, people don't tend to come along to the project until you basically already got it figured out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what I would tell myself for sure, is don't take any shortcuts and just do what you know you have to do. And whatever job you expect help from, learn how to do it yourself.
Yeah. And the biggest thing too is, like, especially now in the music industry, there's a lot of even artists doing music, they're videographers too. So like, that's kind of what I would give myself too. I'd always liked lighting. I started doing it in 2017, really getting into it, but like learning how to shoot your own videos and different aspects and stuff. Like he said, just doing everything yourself and not having to rely on anybody else really.
And then I would give myself last year's lottery numbers and leave.
don't even know which, like, lottery numbers were last. Wasn't it, like, for, like, a billion?
To be honest with you, I'm so forgetful that if I gave myself last year's winning lottery numbers in 2008, I'd probably lose the piece of paper.
Oh, no.
Well, I was 5 in 2008, so I probably couldn't even talk or remember that well either.
Or at least ask for some dino chicken nuggies.
Oh, yeah. So you guys are doing some shows this summer. What can people expect from them?
So the most recent one that's coming up, we got two of them. One's May 11th at Mahal's in Lakewood.
We're opening for Young Rising Suns on that one. That one's going to be super cool.
Yeah, we're also playing with 44 Blonde and Lemon Drop. I'm really excited to meet all of them. And then the next show is going to be an Indian Trail in New London, Ohio. It's at a campground. We were playing 2 hours there, and it's just us. I got a whole light show and stuff. It's really awesome. So if anybody wants to come out and see it and go see it, then it would be awesome. We just sit there and just have fun playing music, and it's just really cool.
Yeah, and what to expect from our live show is just it's just my best adjective for it recently is just fiery. Like, it goes from it's all, like we said, like theatrical, so it's very like happy and then epic, and I have a sword, and it's like sad, and it just goes all over the place. It's just a big roller coaster of just emotion and stuff. I remember the last time we played Indian Trail, it went from everyone was in the crowd crying to the song to right after we were swinging stuff around and flying around the stage. So you just, like, as the tears are still drying off your face, you start just going nuts.
you're just confused. No, I'm just kidding.
We also have a couple other shows. We don't have the complete green light to disclose yet. I think we can say we're playing Cedar Point now. I think we just got told we were allowed to talk about that. So we'll be there for a week, which will be super cool. Do you know what week? June?
That'll be the last week of July, I think. Just a side note, if you follow us on Spotify, if you go on our link trees at Recess Official.
Yeah, TikTok, we're super active on now.
Yeah, all the shows are listed. Literally, there's events on Spotify too. All the shows are listed. I'll be updating the other ones too. So
yeah, it's just at Recess Official. It's just everything all the time.
Well, that's all my questions.
Sweet.
Any last words you guys want to say?
Yeah, like we said, we're super active on TikTok now. We're about to release another song soon in the next like month or so. We will be finishing the mix and putting out some cool stuff that we're going to be making for it. So we just hope everybody liked our acoustic version of Rust we dropped recently, and can't wait to keep releasing more stuff and play.
Yeah, again, you could find everything at Recess Official, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, mainly. Yeah, all of it. And or if you want to go to recessbandofficial.com, we have everything's linked together. You click the link tree, everything's there. So you'll find anything and everything by going to either one. So
the website, very corporate.
Well, thank you guys for talking to me.
No problem.
Thanks for talking to us. We're only one out of 160 million bands on the planet, so.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Late Night Local Talent. Once again, my name is Nicole, and make sure you listen to Recess wherever you listen to your music. And have a great day.